Welcome back to In Focus on this Wednesday morning. Freddie Bowman with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. And just a really quick off-topic question, Kevin. Do you know how many cough drops is too many? Is there a limit on it? I've been like having probably five or six of these this morning.
Well, as long as they work, I think. I have no clue. And that one says it boosts your immunity system. So I think, you know, as many of those you could have, it would only help you.
Yeah, I don't see a warning label on how many you can have at one time. But yeah. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. It's even got vitamin C in it, so you're good.
Exactly. And it's mixed berry. Actually, yeah, it tastes all right.
You bet.
Looking ahead at some events at Manhattan Christian College, Timothy Days.
Yeah, this is a unique one. I just talked about the National School Choice Week, which is an important thing from a national perspective. But when we bring up Timothy Days each spring, this is really a unique event specifically for high school seniors that are specifically looking at coming to Manhattan Christian College. And Timothy Days, we've had for a number of years. I don't know how many years, but it's been going around a long time. It's a leadership and scholarship event for those high school seniors who are considering MCC. And a couple of years ago, we started having two of those. And this year, those days are going to be held on January 27 and 28, Saturday night and Sunday morning, and March 3rd and 4th. And the purpose of those is for those students to interview for our top scholarships that we give away at MCC, two male and two female every year, and they're great scholarships. So to be able to attend that event, the students who come need to be nominated. And they've got to be nominated that someone in their life sees them with that extra special something that they could be considered for a leadership scholarship. And so we want, I talk about this, I want people in the Manhattan area who might know a young person who would be a great fit for MCC, they may want to nominate them to be able to come to this event. Everybody who comes gets a $500 scholarship. To each person who attends, if they've been nominated and attend one of those weekends, they get a $500 scholarship. And then additional scholarships are assigned through an application and interview process. And it's an intensive interview process that they go through with some of our faculty and staff and alumni and some of our spouses that they really try to assess, I mean, who are some of these kids? And like I said, we give away two male and two female awards every year. And I get the privilege of meeting with them their freshman year once a month. And some of these young people are just incredible. I mean, I have to tell you, they really are some of the best and brightest. And so when I share that, I want to encourage people in the community, if they have someone they'd like to nominate that they know fits that and would be a great fit for MCC, we want to encourage them to be a part of it. And the schedule of what Timothy Days events will look like, and both of these will be this way. We meet on Saturday night at 5:30. We have a dinner and awards banquet at 6 o'clock that night. At 7:15, we break off into parent and student seminars to where our vice president for student life talks to the students about here's what student life at MCC is all about. I meet with the parents and share the same story from a parent perspective just to give the parents an opportunity to hear the overview as well as ask me questions. Then at 10:30, we have a dessert and opportunities fair where we show them all the different activities and events that we have at MCC. Our athletic teams have tables. Our student government has tables. Our different committees, mission opportunities, all have tables. Our degree programs have tables. So these students can really get an overview of what MCC is all about. And then the parents are dismissed and the students have fun with the rest of the night with our college kids. And then on Sunday morning, we meet for breakfast at 8. At 9 a.m., we have a family church service on our campus where our students lead worship and get to see what our chapel service is like. And then on Sunday from about 10:20 to 3 o'clock, we're going to have the interviews. And that's when we'll really drill down with these students, get to know them, let them think through what they think their future is going to be looking like. And we're really excited. We always love these weekends because when we're hanging around our current students, we get to see what we're doing now and in the future. But when we bring these Timothy Day students in, it really gives us a great view of what our freshman class is going to look like, what those students are going to be like. And, you know, of the students who attend this, about 75% of them on average do come to MCC. And so it really is a great overview of what our student body is going to look like the year ahead. And so we love talking about it publicly because, again, we need those people in the area to nominate a young person maybe from their church or from a youth service organization that they work with that this is a great young person that ought to be considered for this scholarship. And we encourage them to turn that in and be a part of what's going on.
And why is it called Timothy Days?
Well, Timothy Days would tie back into the New Testament where Paul had a kind of a protege, someone that he mentored named Timothy, who also served in ministry and on missionary journeys like Paul did. And so, you know, Paul had his Timothy, and it's just kind of become a kind of a little a title that we call like my home pastor in Mobile. I would be a Timothy of his that he poured into me, mentored me, encouraged me. And so we call it Timothy Days because of those young people out there that someone else sees, hey, they have a great potential and a great future and ought to consider MCC. So great question. Thanks for asking that one.
Oh, that makes a ton of sense too.
You bet.
Brady Bowman here with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. And Kevin, you also, MCC also has a lot of athletics and a busy time of year for MCC athletics.
Yeah, it really is a busy time of year. As people drive by, they see our new activity center, and I get asked all the time, are you using it already? Yes, we are using it already, and it's wonderful. In fact, when I pulled up at the school about 6:15 this morning, our baseball team was in the gym already doing conditioning and running back and forth and getting their legs in shape so when the weather does clear up, they'll be ready to play ball this spring. But our basketball teams are playing right now, and they're full swing of their season, and we'll be rapidly approaching the end of the season, in fact, in conference play and regional play, and see if they qualify for nationals. Our men's team is, if you want to know if you're going to see good basketball, they're 3-1 at home in the new Thunder home there, and 1-1 in conference play. And they're a young team, but doing really well, and we encourage people to come and watch them. Our women's team is 4-0 at home and 2-0 in conference play, so they're having great success as well. And on the 22nd, we have coming up, just the men are playing at 6 p.m., and that'll be next week. And so if they want to see our men's team play, they can come join us. And on a week from this Friday, the 26th, our women play at 5:30, our men at 7:30. And on Saturday, the women play at 2 and the men play at 4. Now, here's the good thing about it is, the cost to get in our events is really expensive. You just walk in the door and say you want to be there. We have free events. They don't have to pay to get in. Secondly, now that we have the new building, we also have a concession stand with popcorn and drinks and snacks. And so it smells like a gym when you're coming in and you can smell the popcorn. I mean,
I like that smell.
I love that smell. It always kills me. I can come in and say I'm not going to get any, and I always get some. But we encourage people to come and watch them and support our teams. And not only could they watch our teams, but they also get to see the new center and the new activity center on campus. And the Howie's Activity Center has really turned into a great feature for us to be able to enjoy and utilize and be a part of our campus. And so we like to promote those. They can come and see the home schedule, the whole schedule of our basketball teams at, again, on our website, mccks.edu. We just updated that, and it has a great new look. And so people ought to check that out, and they can click on the athletics link and see the schedule. They can click on admissions and see the Timothy Day schedule, and they can register to be at those events and contact people to be a part of National School Choice Week, Timothy Days, and we push them to our website so that they can let us know that they're coming so we can plan for that. So it'd be a great opportunity. Hope people can come.
And just real quick, maybe got about 30 seconds. Got some future events. Maybe give a little bit of a heads up, I guess.
Yeah, heads up. And next time when I'm on in March, I'll give more detail. But we have our Vision 360 banquet coming up on April 6th, and that's a free banquet that we give a 360-degree view of the impact of MCC, past, present, and future. In fact, I met in Phoenix with the people who underwrite the cost of that event, and they agreed to underwrite it for us again this year, thankfully. And so we encourage people to come. And on April 21st, a Saturday, we're having a grandparenting seminar by Ken Canfield. Coming in to have a grandparenting day, and people in the community who are grandparents who want to know more are free to join us. So we hope they'll be looking for more information when I'm on in March, and we'll give more details then.
All right. Sounds very good. Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram, next time you're going to Phoenix, let me know.
You're going to do that pre-bowl preparation trip. Okay, exactly. I'll let you know.
It has to be done.
It has to be done.
It's for the good of the public.
That's right.
Thanks so much. Make sure you file a vacation request form first.
Request being the key word, I'm guessing.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. It's all yours there.
There are thumbs being ready to be pushed down on requests.
I had to try.
But if you want to go get some popcorn, I'll buy you fly.
Okay.
You know, is that just a nice second consolation prize?
We'll work something out.
I'll buy the popcorn. How does that sound?
All right. Make sure you bring some back, though.
You bet.
All right. Coming up tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, President Lyle Butler to be joining us in the program. We talk about this new economic development arrangement. That's some interesting news that came out yesterday. And get a perspective on local economic conditions, new businesses and such as well. It's 10 a.m.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual. I'm Peter King. President Trump has promised to announce what he calls the fake news awards. A fellow Republican has just defended the news media on